Now, if you will, kindly pick up your books and turn to page 222. We'll ask you all to sing. You'll find your books on the backs of your seats. Are we ready? Everyone, 222, let's really enjoy ourselves. Let's live it up all together. You remember Grandma's Lysol, good for everything in the home. And the secret was in the scrubbing. It wouldn't suds and couldn't foam. Then let us sing right out of Grandma's, of Grandma's Lysol. Useful for everything, everything on the place, the pots and kettles. Shall we now sing the second verse? Let's fill it with a great exuberance. Let's live it up. It's not raining inside tonight. Everyone, let's have a happy time. Are we ready? All together. The second verse. Little Herman and Brother Thurman had an aversion to washing their ears. Grandma scrubbed them with the Lysol, and they haven't heard a word in years. Then let us all sing right out.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Welcome to Barefooters Legal Radio, where you will learn the benefits and your rights to live a barefoot lifestyle. And now, here to empower you and dispel the myths of going barefoot is the one that has lived a full-time barefoot lifestyle for over 20 years and victim's legal advocate, your host, Nick Pierce.
Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the Barefoot is Legal radio broadcast. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. For those of you that may not know, I am a full-time member of the Barefoot Lifestyle for over 20 plus years. I got rid of the last pair of anything that goes on my feet over 15 years ago. I'm the head of NP Media Group. I also did a radio show a few years ago called The Business of Arts, Music, and Entertainment, where I empowered up-and-coming artists in the entertainment business to advance their careers. I'm also a victim's legal advocate standing up for the human rights that we as the barefoot community have and the head of BIL's legal services department. Now, many of us have different reasons for going barefoot. For some of you, it may be for religious reasons, some of you for cultural reasons, others for health or medical reasons. Even though our reasons are different, there are people out there that think that there are laws, policies, rules, regulations, or dangers about being barefoot in public. Whatever your reasons, call in, share your stories, whatever experiences and issues you may have. If you want to be a part of the show today, the call-in number is 319-527-6208. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Press 1 to be on the air. We also have our live chat room open. You can get there by going to freedomizerradio.com. The new official home of BIL's radio show on Facebook is Barefoot is Legal Radio. So check out that page there. You can send your messages to me. You can also see exclusive content. Also check out our website, barefootislegal.org, the Facebook page and our Facebook group. Again, Barefoot is Legal. You can interact with other members of the barefoot community during and after the broadcast. So if you live a barefoot lifestyle or are interested in living a barefoot lifestyle, join our closed group if you have not yet joined already. Again, on Facebook, Barefoot is Legal. But keep in mind, though,
This is not a fetish community. So for all you heavy breathing fun seekers out there, this is not the place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you and spread the message that bare feet are legal. And with that said, now it's time to kick off your shoes if you are wearing them or still have any at all, and enjoy the next hour and a half of time that we have together. So as you go about your barefoot lifestyle, you may hear the increased number of objections, and you've heard me talking about this the past few weeks. We've been talking a lot about the health department issues and different things that we can do. But one objection that you may have heard are lawsuits and insurance issues. See, the word is out there that the health department issue is rooted in the hate and all that, you know, that came about in the 60s, 70s. So now the new growing trend is businesses are afraid of getting sued if you are not wearing shoes. And they think, oh, it's for your own safety, or it's to protect us if you get hurt. See, this is just as ignorant as the health department myth was. Now, we need to be ready for the next wave of stupidity, and that's what I'm here for. Have no fear, my fellow barefoot friends. I've got this. See, time to sharpen your pencils and get your notepads ready. Today, I am going to empower you so that you are ready for when you're confronted with this bucket of BS that just, yeah. So the whole thing is lawsuits, and that's what I want to focus on, and how the law actually protects you. And yeah, of course, you've heard me talk about the ADA and civil rights and all that, but there's another aspect to it. And there are, you know, this whole lawsuit thing. Now, as of 2009, and there's been many, many, many cases since, there have been 229 lawsuits filed in the U.S. against businesses. And that's just up to 2009. Now, I've added to this list, you know, through a lot of research, we're up to about 300 lawsuits now. Up to the year 2016, I don't have anything from 2017. I don't have anything from 2018 yet because we just started 2018. But I'm sure by the end of the year, I will have an update on that list as well. Were they implicated in the negligence, okay, injury lawsuits against an establishment? Shoes. People sued. They were injured in shoes in a business. See, now businesses are making customers wear shoes, and customers have been injured wearing them. Over 93% of the cases, and these are just numbers, and probably about 93, still probably around 93% of the cases, the establishment paid for it. They lost the lawsuit because they required someone to wear shoes, and they got hurt in those shoes. Now, there's been very few cases since, dating pre-1960, but by small amount, I mean maybe like a dozen or so, but just a dozen of the cases before 1960. Small amount. Most of these are all after. Now, isn't that interesting? Around the time when people started to be required to wear shoes because of these health department signs, the lawsuits have been through the roof, increased quite a bit from the mid-1960s to now. Before then, it seemed like it wasn't a problem. Then the signs went up. And they decided, oh, well, okay, we already know it's not the health department anymore, so it is because of liability and lawsuits. One of my favorite cases, though, and this is from 2002, is a bar got sued for $66,000. That's what they had to pay because they made a barefoot patron put something on his feet. The customer slipped on grease, and because they're forced to wear something, bar lost $66,000. So much for shoes required in the name of safety. I'll post a link to that article. Just go to the Facebook Barefoot is Legal Radio. After the show, I'll make sure I put it up there. But there's also been a small amount of cases where someone who was barefoot sued for injuries. But here's the funny thing. Okay, some of those cases were in locker rooms, beaches, hotels. And almost all of them were in favor of the defendant. Yes, the establishment, not the person who was barefoot. Here's why. The establishment never required them to remove their shoes and go barefoot. So the business won. They didn't require them to do anything. They didn't require them to put shoes on. They didn't require them to take shoes off. So therefore, the business won. They were not held liable for anybody's injuries. Because if a business makes you do something, or any establishment, makes you do something and claim it's for your own safety and you get injured, they now have full responsibility. If they tell you that, oh, put flip-flops on or put socks on, this way you won't get hurt. And if you slip in your flip-flops or something falls on your foot and the flip-flops didn't protect you, or you slip in your socks or something like that because the business told you, nope, for your own safety and for liability or insurance or whatever reasons, you need to do this and you get hurt. Well, there's the problem. The business will lose in court because they made a warranty on something and it didn't hold up. A lot of cases. I would like to mention some before I move on, though. Let's see. There was a central school district that was sued. Okay. And let's see. Apparently, a 9-year-old boy forgot his gym shoes and was told by his teacher to participate in gym, he would have to go barefoot. While barefoot, he tripped, saying his foot stuck to the floor and lost two of his front teeth. Now, because they said he would have to go barefoot and he got hurt, well, the school board ended up rewarding $15,000. That's just on damages only. But that's only because they said he has to. That is one of the only cases I found so far where someone who was barefoot actually won. Anybody who was barefoot for their own choice. And think about it this way. Members of the barefoot community do not want to sue businesses if they get hurt being barefoot. Only because we are here, we want our right to live to sue businesses. I think we should sue businesses when they refuse us service for discriminating against our lifestyle, for whatever our reasons are. It's the main point I try to get across the top of every show. Medical, cultural, religious, health, all those reasons. Even just personal choice. Think about it. If you normally wear flip-flops and it's raining, I have seen people slide out of those things. It's quite comical. Oh, I've seen videos all over Facebook where people are wearing high heels and they just topple right over and sprain their ankles and stuff. Well, someone thought it would be safer for their own selves, an adult, okay, believes or thinks that they are going to be safe if they just take the shoes off in order to do whatever, then that's their own decision. They know. They know their own body. They know their, you know, for the most part, people, you know, have some degree of brains somewhere that says, I could hurt myself. I'm going to take these things off. But sometimes people make such a big fuss over having shoes on, and then they say, "Oh, well, don't do that." You know, so they're told to wear shoes, and then they get hurt. Now, there's been tons of lawsuits where, speaking of flip flops, a woman wearing flip flops slipped and fell in a wet area somewhere in a college dorm. This was at the Illinois College. They made such a big deal over students having to wear something all the time that when they got out of the shower, they required these people to wear flip-flops or something. Got in their flip-flops, fell. Ass over tea kettle, right down. She was awarded $100,000 Guess who has no policy anymore requiring students to wear shoes? ISU. See, businesses have this crazy idea that they will get sued if someone is barefoot in their establishment. They tremble that their insurance will have to pay out, or they will get dropped or something like they shudder in fear that they will be fined by government agencies. Even, you know, government agencies are going to come in here like a bunch of men in black are just going to walk in and shut them down because someone has no shoes on. See, I don't understand no shoes in their heavily fortified fortress guarded by the most ignorant twits with name tags. These people are afraid of these things. And what they don't realize is that they're losing a lot of money and they're getting sued because they're requiring people to wear shoes. So much on this topic, but we do have some callers. I'm going to open up the phone lines real quick before we take our first break. And longtime listener to the show, frequent caller, I'd like to invite Laura on. I see that you're sitting there waiting. Have something to add? Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. No, I must have pressed the button by accident.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm sorry.
I saw people lining up, pushing buttons, so I figured I'd start getting them in earlier. But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you're just listening, hang out unless you, if you have anything to share, you're on.
I will listen and then I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, hey, you just push one again, and when you're ready to join us, push one again, and then it'll bump you up in the call queue. And so, anyway, we're going to go ahead and, I'll keep going on some other things real quick before we go into the first break, and then we'll bring some other callers on. See, we do have rights, and we do have the law on our side if we use it. And whereas these businesses are getting sued for requiring people to wear shoes, almost 300 cases now, up to 2017, the latest numbers I have. And in all these cases, they required someone to wear shoes, they fell, they slipped, they hurt themselves, something, and the businesses have paid out. The largest case I found, a business had to pay out, I think it was $200,000 because of someone in a flip-flop. I think the second highest amount was someone in a heel or a pump or whatever. So when we say, or when we as the barefoot community want to protect our rights to live the barefoot lifestyle, and a business tells us, nope, for your own safety or for your protection or for liability or whatever it is, you must put something on. They then assume all risk, duty of care, and everything. So if a jar of pickles falls on your foot and that flip-flop doesn't protect you, then, they can be sued. They can be sued. See, the law already sets precedents from a business owner winning in court on this one. We have that on our side. The past cases have set precedents for businesses losing in court if they require shoes. The law will protect us and fine a business for refusal of service as well. See, as you've heard on my past radio broadcasts, and we talk about it in the group as well, on the page, on the website. If you're missing out on anything, just check out some of the articles. Check out some of the information there. We have our public page, Barefoot is Legal. We also have our closed group. So if you're interested in living a barefoot lifestyle or want to live the barefoot lifestyle, check out the closed group. For new listeners, though, I do want to tell you this is not a fetish community. So if you missed me saying it before, this is not a place to get your rocks off on foot pictures. No, no, no. We are here to educate and empower you to live the barefoot lifestyle. And the law will protect us and fine a business for refusal of service. The law will protect us against discrimination and prejudice. The law will protect us from the hate these nerfball brain employees project to us, the barefoot community. We are the ones who are barefoot for religious reasons, the ones who are barefoot for cultural reasons, the ones who are barefoot for health reasons, the ones who are barefoot for medical reasons, and the ones who are barefoot for personal choice and our own safety. we can make a decision what is safe for us, just like someone that takes off their shoe because takes off their flip-flops because it's wet and they're going to fall. They take it off, but then it says put them back on. Then they fall. They sue. They were injured. They know. See, now, if you live a barefoot lifestyle, you are more aware of where you're walking. See, sometimes people don't understand that about the barefoot community. For those of us that live the barefoot lifestyle, we're constantly aware of where we're going. We don't just blindly walk down roads and alleys and trails and beaches and wherever we go, down an aisle in a store, without looking where we're going. I think in the 20-something years that I have been barefoot, I have bumped into fewer people. And if I did, it's probably because they just backed into me. You know, in a way, the shoe gives someone the false sense of security that, oh, I could just walk through a construction site and this little piece of plastic under my foot is going to save me from that big nail sticking up through a board. Now, okay, maybe you're not walking around a construction site in a flip-flop. But people do have a false sense of security when it comes to what they can and cannot do. I'm sure some of you are thinking, okay, it's gonna, you know, I'm going to pass over the barefoot thing that is sued and make our case look good. No, I've mentioned the cases. I mean, there are some lawsuits where someone was injured barefoot. But I mean, whether they, and this is what's interesting when you look at some of these cases and how they were presided over and the outcomes and the rulings of them and what was awarded and what wasn't and how, you know, the business lost, the business won and all that. It all comes down to, okay, yes, someone did sue because they were barefoot and got injured from a metal strip on a floor inside of a gas station. But the thing was, the injury could not have been prevented in a flip-flop either. The metal strip was sticking out of some compartment somewhere by a cooler somewhere. So, yes, it did cut the top of their foot. That was in 1988, was one of those cases. So what happened was, common sense does prevail in the legal system, believe it or not. A judge was able to look at this and say, well, business, whether they had on a sandal or they did not have anything on at all, where the injury occurred could not have been prevented even if they were wearing something. Now, the business isn't sitting there saying everybody must wear closed steel toe boots when they come in there. No, I'm sorry, November 16th. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's your money. Case closed. Sorry you got hurt in our business. Oh. We better fix this stuff. But it's only when they require someone to do something, for the most part, and they get hurt because they require them to do something, such as businesses hanging a sign up, minimum wage name tag uniform wearing twits with the keys to the celery that think they are all powerful because, oh, they have a key that can unlock a door somewhere. So they're special. They're above every other employee there, and they want to be rude to customers. Private and public businesses. You hear that one too. Oh, but we're private business. This is private property. No, you're open to the public. You're a place of public accommodation. And when a public company tries to tell you that they're a private company, that really gets me. That one gets me so fired up. It's like, wait a minute, I have 401k? I own shares in your company. You work for me. You're not a private whatever. They wouldn't be working there if they knew the difference, folks. That's what I'm thinking. But anyway, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Boy, we got so much going on. Anybody wants to be a part of the show, 319-527-6208. If you want to be on the air, just press 1. If you don't want to be on the air and you press 1, push 1 again. But if you want to be on the air, just press 1. 319-527-6208. I'm Nick Pierce. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. We'll be right back.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. So join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the first Saturday of every month. Listen to Are You Ready? And be prepared.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at serenityrug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's serenityrug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Got a spare tire around that waist? Is your muffin top over the top? Do you binge eat uncontrollably? We are the government, and we are here to help you. Here at our free FEMA weight loss camp, we have numerous ways to help you shed those unsightly, unwanted pounds. FEMA, or Fatties, Eating Mitigated, automatically has a communist-style weight loss czar that specializes in centralized weight loss planning and communal extended fasting programs to shed that fat away in no time. Skin and boned means extra tone is the motto. Just remember, there is no way you can do it on your own. We will forcefully assist you into compliance. Failure is not an option in this utopian wonderland. How fantastic. Typical workout regimes include digging ditches and restocking them with dirt, building railways and more. Get life skills while you get lean. How do you join? Simple. Recite the Constitution in a public commons or violate the Patriot Act that includes simple misdemeanors. It's really that easy to get your own fenced-in slice of Americana. Stop being a fatty. The state is your daddy.
Hey, Freedomist, join me, Proof Negative. Weeknights, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific, as we fight the New World Order together. Right here on Freedomizer Radio, your exclusive home of the Proof Negative Show.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates. Alrighty, and we're back. 319-527-6208 is a way to be a part of the show. Again, that's 319-527-6208. Just press 1 to be on the air. Before the break, we're talking about how the law works in our favor and all those lawsuits from, you know, against businesses. And how many of them has lost, had to pay out a lot of money to people injured in their establishments because they required them to wear shoes. But anyway, moving on with our show today. Plenty more on that. We have Proof. Proof is with us. He runs the his show from Monday through Thursday from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific and 9 to midnight Eastern. There we go. I think I said that all backwards because normally I do Eastern first because I'm in the Eastern part. But Proof is with us. And Real Patriot News, Proof Negative Show. So make sure you check him out. Also the founder of BIL. CEO, and my boss, my radio boss. So, welcome to Barefoot is Legal, Proof.
Hey, I was going to ask you how it felt doing my show on Thursday, because I was fast asleep. The medication I'm on makes me sleep a lot, and I feel like I've done nothing but sleep the last few days.
Oh, well, glad you got something, and hopefully you'll feel better soon.
You know, if you end up in a spout of narcolepsy during this program, I completely understand. I won't take it personally, and hope it's not the topic that's boring you to sleep. But wow, your show, it's interesting. You know, it was kind of a slow broadcast. Yeah, I guess people were thinking that you weren't going to be on the air, and but yeah, 3 hours straight. Wasn't that bad. I mean, you know, 3 hours, it's typical, you know, talk radio program, you know, 3 hour format. And you know, I don't know. I think it was okay. I'd be more worried about what the listeners think. So if you get any feedback from them, please share it. I don't mind. Any kind of criticism is better than nothing in crickets chirping. So, you know. So, yeah, I was glad to fill in for you. I figured your listeners, you know, want you on the air. And I know it was very last minute, so I didn't have any time to prepare anything. You know, I could pretty much go on about...
That's usually how it goes for me.
But that's your specialty. See, I could go for 3 hours on the BIL show, no problem, or survival and prepping. I can do that for 3 hours. Yeah. I could do that for 6-10 hours. But, you know, when you have a, you know, content and a format that it's a little different than what you normally do. But, you know, hey, good thing I watch the news and read the newspapers, and I can rant and rave about anything. So.
Okay.
So we'll see what the listeners think. So what have you got to add for us this week?
Just the usual motivation and pep talk kind of thing.
There you go.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Speaker, proof negative. So?
But the thing is that, and people have heard me say this before, but the only way we get what we want is we actually go out and do it. We don't sit behind a computer.
That's true.
We actually go places.
Yeah. Yeah. We are not just sitting here on social media. I mean, we are out there with our advocacy, promoting it, being ambassadors. We exist in the real world. And we're not going to exist in the real world and have rights if we just sit there on a computer screen. And you're right. We're not just a Facebook group. I mean, we are a nonprofit. We are a legitimate organization that wants to make a change.
Right, and the change starts with everybody, because if you're in the group, you're following the business page, you're looking at the website, it means you have interest. And the only way you're going to find out if it's for you or not is if you actually do it a few times. And there are people that read and say, oh, I just can't do it, and psyching yourself out, so to speak, of giving it a try. But
yeah.
The thing is that more people are just afraid that somebody that they will never speak to in their life is going to care.
True. And, you know, just getting over some of the inhibitions that people may have, you know, and like you said, I mean, people come in, they look at it, and they decide it's not for them. And that's okay, you know, as long as you give it a try. But, you know, while they're there, just maybe if they understand one thing in their brief visit with us, is that we do it for particular reasons. And whether it's for you or not, don't be one of those people that are anti-foot. You know, it's like, don't run around against the community about that. You know, just say, okay, it's not for them. I mean, just like people now understand that, okay, I'm not one that's, that, you know, okay, transgender is not for me, but I understand that it exists in my community and I have to accept that. As another member, as another human being, as another member of the human race, you know, they're not going to go there and support LGBTQ marches, but yet they understand it happens, and that's just the way life is. And just like they leave those people alone, leave us alone and let us live our life. You know, sometimes I think it's just getting the information, getting a little bit of an education, and okay, fine. If you want to walk around in shoes for the rest of your life, you can sleep in your shoes for all we care. If it's not for you, fine. But at least you're not a fool if you at least say, okay, I'm aware of it, and it's not for me, but hey, interesting. I didn't really know it was a big thing. Maybe they've seen it around, they don't understand it, they got a better understanding of it, and they move on in their life. Some people that join, and a majority of them that join, are there because they do live the barefoot lifestyle. and they want to, you know, they want the support. They realize that, oh, wow, there's a whole community that feels the way I do, that supports the lifestyle, and I have support in the community because I want to live that lifestyle. And, wow, this is a whole movement. And, here are tools that I need to be able to do that. And it empowers them, and they're able to do it. Because maybe they've always wanted to do it. It's almost like, you know, they come out of the closet, and they're just like, yay, I'm barefoot. And now I can do this in public. I can do this for real. I can live comfortably. I can be myself and enjoy my lifestyle that I want to live. It's the same thing. So, barefoot pride. Anyway.
Yeah. And a lot of it, too, is just at various day jobs where they worry so much about what you're wearing. It's become like the biggest part of the job. And you could be answering phones for a cell phone company like Verizon or something, and they might do dress code checks every couple hours. And for what? You're sitting at a desk answering phones.
I know. No one's sitting there, you know. You're not interacting with them, you know, physically. You're just a voice on the phone. And as long as you can resolve their issue or whatever.
You get the keys to the phone bank and the filing cabinet, and all of a sudden... All of a sudden, people get worried, and they try to tell you the same two things the whole, every job. It's against the health department, or it's against the insurance, which neither is correct.
True. I mean, two things. I mean, we've written letters to almost all 50 states and every province in Canada, and all health departments have written back, or most of them have written back, or at least commented and said, no, we don't have such a thing. There's no such thing that exists. And at the other hand, there's that business insurance and workers' comp firm. The name escapes me now.
Gusto?
Yeah, Gusto. That's it. That says, oh, our employees should be barefoot. Our employees should remove their shoes because of productivity and a better work environment and all that. So how is it that an insurance company, or a company that does insurance for businesses and workers' comp claims and all that, they manage, you know, all this back-end personnel and HR stuff, you know, and benefits and workers' comp and insurance and
risk
all that.
Management. Yeah.
Risk management, everything. How is it that a company like that, how is it that a business would then say, nope, those companies don't want people barefoot, or that they have to wear, like, closed-toe shoes sitting at a desk where a paperclip or pencil may fall on them? You know, I'd love to know the statistics. I bet you that there's more paper cuts on the hand than anything, you know, that happens to someone's foot in that company alone, Gusto. So, well, maybe it's a safety thing. That's why everybody went paperless.
I have banged my knees on a desk drawer, but nobody requires knee pads.
Oh, that drives me crazy. It has happened to me, I don't know how many times, whether it's a file cabinet, a drawer, the side of something where you sit. I mean, it's like you could have a mansion under the desk, and your knee will find the one drawer as if you're living in a hut. But yeah, knee pad's not required.
Well, I've told this story a few times. I was in the parking lot of a Target on my way to a BIL meetup, and I slammed my finger in the car door.
Oh, I remember that.
I needed two Target employees to help bandage me up. Nobody asked me why I wasn't wearing gloves.
Yeah, but if you had like those hockey or goalkeeper gloves or something on, you know, you wouldn't have injured your hand in the car door, I guess. Maybe they'll put a sign up. Please stand clear of the car door.
Should I sue? It was a Toyota Corolla that we rented. Should I sue Toyota? Should I sue the rental car company?
You know, and that's just it. I mean, people are just too lawsuit happy, and businesses are afraid of lawsuits, but they don't understand that they've been paying more money out in lawsuits because of requiring customers to wear shoes and they get injured than just saying, eh, okay, if they don't have shoes on, it's okay.
But I don't know if it's that. I just think it's necessarily that that they spend so much time worrying about one body part that they forget to focus that humans have hundreds of body parts.
Yeah. I mean, if a jar of pickles falls off the shelf, you know, I mean, what, because you didn't have a helmet on and all of a sudden you get a concussion? You know, I mean, how's the flip-flop going to protect you then?
Yeah, well, you could be wearing Vans or something as well and have a piano fall on your foot.
Yeah, those pianos they keep on the top shelf there, you know. I hate it when those come down, you know. No, if someone put a piano on the top shelf that fell on my head, they deserve to get sued.
Well, that I understand.
Just that
but
there's no more on that puts pianos on the top shelf anymore. Because I hate
but
it when
can't.
I go into them. You ever go into a music store and the piano that you want, that baby grand is just sitting there on the top shelf and you have to get that little ladder to help and you need some help getting it down.
What was it, Stephen Morris or somebody in the group a while back was talking about how they got kicked out of a Guitar Center because they said a piano could fall on their foot. I'm not even kidding.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Come on. No.
Yeah, I want to restring my guitar. No, can't do it. We can't sell you strings because those strings might fall on you.
Yeah, the piano all the way on the other side of the store that you have to get through like drum kits to get to. You're sitting there in the guitar section over there just for strings. But that piano is somehow going to get possessed and make its way from one end of the store, float in the air, come all the way to the guitar department, and land right on you. Like a Bad Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Even
and if you had
so,
a flip-flop on.
And I don't care if you were sitting there playing the piano. What are the odds that even if you try to lift the piano on your own, that you're able to do so functionally?
Well, the possessed pianos that they sell in that store, I mean, maybe it's haunted and this has happened before. I'd be sitting there like, no, I don't need a shoe. You need an exorcist. I mean, it's like they sit there like they're afraid, like the scene from Ghostbusters is about to bust out, you know? The library scene with the books that start flying all over.
Yeah,
they'll sit there and like, oh, no, everything could start flying off the shelves at any minute. And, you know, make sure you have a flip-flop to protect yourself.
And then if you're the employee, you need those steel-toed nylons also.
Steel-toed nylons, of course, and an open-toe shoe. Yeah, the stupidity that exists in the logic that they confront us. It's not even logic.
No, but as long as people are buying it, and as long as people don't care about their freedom and they listen to this and they do it just because they don't want somebody to yell at them, then the more that we don't win.
Yeah, no, I mean, we just got to stand up. We don't move to the back of the bus anymore is the whole thing, you know. I mean, we sit there, take a stand and say, hey, this is what the law is. Try to educate them, use the tools that we have available, you know, in the group.
And
on
yes,
the website,
that's the important thing, using tools. We don't want, it's against the law. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not. Show me it's not. Show me it is. Yeah, we don't want to sit there and. I'm going to call the police, yes, and I'll sit right here and wait for them. That doesn't solve anything.
No, it doesn't. Being able to educate and inform people as long as the victim is empowered to not be a victim anymore, and that's the big thing, because we're not going to be victims anymore. At one point, you stand up and you say, I'm not going to be a victim of this stupidity, this prejudice, this discrimination, this hate, this whatever it is. And, you know, this is what the law says. And here you go. Here's a copy of it. You know, 99.9% of the time, the person you would show it to looks at it and says, oh, I didn't know this. And it opens up an interesting conversation. The other 0.01% of the time, you end up with some mindless twit that just thinks that they know everything. I mean, like they have a doctorate in life. And that's why they're working at a McJob.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not trying to put down people's, you know, who work minimum wage jobs here. I mean, that's not the point. But, you know, I've noticed this, and this is just my own, you know, opinion here. In my experience, I could go in to a really nice restaurant, okay? I could walk in. I mean, this is like, you know, half the time the prices aren't even on the menu. And you sit there, you enjoy your meal, everything is fine. You can go into a McDonald's or a fast food joint somewhere, and you get some mindless twit that's like, oh, you can't be in here without shoes on. You're barefoot. We can't serve you. And you could sit there and say, well, actually, XYZ, and you lay it out to them and say, well, I'm barefoot for whatever. It doesn't matter. You can't be served. Nope, it's illegal. No, it's not. Here's the law. What you're doing is illegal. Uh-uh. It's my restaurant. No, it's not. You can't be, blah, blah, blah. It's almost like the education level. And it's like you look at them and like, this is why, this is as far as you're going to get because you don't want to learn anything else. I mean, if you look at people like that, and I'm not saying everybody that works there, just those mindless twits that want to look foolish, and they sit there. I mean, it must have taken them like 4 weeks to learn how to use the fryer or turn on the charbroiler.
Well, once they got the keys to the French fries, they're empowered.
That's it. There it is. They're allowed in the walk-in. They're allowed. They're all of a sudden, they're allowed to put this on the shelf when it comes. And they feel like they're the most powerful person in the world. They got the keys to the French fries. In a grocery store, the keys to the celery. They have a different name tag than everybody else. Different uniform shirt or something. You know, instead of a polo, now it's a full button-up. They gave them those extra six buttons there.
Mm.
And they have to iron it. Their name tag probably has a little star on it. Probably is different color. Represents their status in the kingdom there. That everybody are their subjects, including the customers. And they think they know it all.
Hey, that's one thing that offends me in a restaurant. When you have a waiter or the guy at the counter and you ask for something and the guy says, hey, my French fries are the best. Like, you work at Wendy's. Those aren't your French fries.
Yeah, they didn't come up with the recipe. They didn't come up with the secret formula of what chemicals to put in there or the type of oil or the temperature or what they do, how they salt and sugar, no sugar, salt, no salt. I mean, you know, special seasoning, horsey special, slappy sauce, whatever it is. It doesn't – it's not
slappy
their idea.
Sauce?
Yeah, super – what did I say?
I came up with slappy sauce.
Super happy slappy sauce. I don't know. Whatever you call it in these places. I don't eat the junk. But I do know that, you know, okay, one thing I am very guilty of, I'll crave like Wendy's, and there's an Arby's right next to the Wendy's. So I'll get my Baconator if I'm in like one of those junk food moods. I'll get my Baconator, and then I'll go to Arby's and get the curly fries. Wendy's like, you want fries with that? I'm like, no, don't put your fries near this. I want the curly fries from next door. So I'll just go to Arby's and get the fries.
I admit, I'm a big fan of their potato pancakes.
Potato pancakes at Arby's or Wendy's?
Yeah, Arby's. They're basically
Arby's.
Glorified hash brown patties, but still.
Oh, okay.
I like them.
All right. My knowledge of the fast food menus in this world are very narrow. I know that Wendy's has the Baconator and Arby's has the curly fries. That's the extent of it. And then there's Taco Bell. And I don't get creative with their menu either. I don't get creative for their menu. Every once in a while, I'll get this weird craving, and I'm like, I need some really... Like, okay, I just need tacos. And the Mexican restaurant's closed. Or I just want to spend a couple bucks. Like, I'm in the car on my way somewhere. And I'm just like, oh, I'm craving a taco.
Speaking of which, I'm glad you brought that up. Because if you do go into a fast food mood, I always make it a point to be seen. And I never go through drive-thru. You could say I hate the drive-thru.
I'm not a big drive-thru fan.
I will go in, and I have no problem letting people see me as I order food, take it to go.
Yeah, yeah. I you know what? Drive-thru, especially in my area, everything is drive-thru. So the drive-through lines are like 15 cars deep or 10 cars deep, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even if there's five cars, they think that inside they can just sit there and just take their time with everything. Oh, there's only five cars. This is not a big rush. You go inside, no one's in there.
Right.
You go in, you're out right away. You know, and I found that if I go inside and order the food, I can actually sit there and eat it in the same amount of time it takes me to go through the drive-thru. I will. I'll go to the drive-thru. I'll say, oh, the black Toyota over there. Bang, park. Sure enough, by the time I get my food and I'm done eating it, the black Toyota's finally getting their food in the drive-thru. I like to be kind of comfortable when I eat. So eating in the car, trying to drive with, like, you know, special saucy whatever it is dripping all over you doesn't work for me. And the steering wheel gets sticky. And what is it, the minty pickled sour sauce, whatever it is you put on this stuff. I don't know. Now watch, every fast food place is going to start making minty pickled sour sweet and horsey sweetie whatever pea sauce or whatever it is I was talking about. But anyway, coming down to the bottom of the hour, Proof is joining us on the Barefoot is Legal radio show. And 319-527-6208 is a way to join us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Stick around. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. We'll be right back.
How would you like to make your work more enjoyable, be more creative and relaxed, all while sitting at your desk? That's exactly what my Serenity Rug has done for me. This revolutionary footrest, I can't even call it a footrest, because this thing encourages movement of your feet, which results in more blood flow. While traditional footrests advocate the motionless placement of your feet, I found that I'm unconsciously digging my feet into the long, soft grass strands of the Serenity Rug. It delivers an incredibly relaxing sensation that closely resembles the feeling of an exotic foot massage. If you have ever had a foot massage that made you want to stay there for hours, you know what I'm talking about. If you have not heard about the Serenity Rug, check them out at SerenityRug.com and join the exclusive Serenity Rug community and enjoy a feeling of comfort and relaxation that most will never experience. They've sold out before, so I suggest you do your feet a favor and grab one of these. Again, that's SerenityRug.com.
Are you members of the Barefoot community looking for a new place to shop, eat, and save? Are you sick of paying full price? Would you like to save money at the places you enjoy most? Well, here's a popular savings book that is full of coupons catered to your local area. It's called Save Around. This book is full of exclusive discounts to help you save money around your town. Yes, that's Save Around. You will save money at restaurants, department stores, cars, even flowers. When I take my family out, there are seven of us. The average meal was about $110 to $140. Last time I took them out, and I'm holding a copy of the receipt right here, the check originally was $120. With the Save Around book, our meal cost $82 at a place we go to quite often. Who knew? And there are a few places we found that we are going to check out. View the books in your area before you buy. Go to freedomizerradio.com or barefootislegal.org. Just click on your city, and within a few days, you will be saving money around town with your new Save Around book.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to talk to you about our newest sponsor, Misty'sGardens.com. Now, this is a contraption where you can grow food in your apartment, in a small patio, or if you're like me and you absolutely suck at gardening, this makes life a lot easier. It is a vertical tower garden. We can grow over 20 things at once in a small, compacted area. Good health starts with good habits, like eating wholesome foods. And with tower gardens, you can easily grow your own fresh, nutrient-rich food virtually anywhere year-round without soil. So, Misty'sGardens.com, have a look at it, check it out, buy it, plant, and like it. Misty'sGardens.com.
You never know when an emergency is going to happen. Whether stuck on the road, riding out a power outage, escaping a natural disaster, or surviving a doomsday apocalypse, what would you do? Disaster can strike at any time. So join your host, Nick Pierce, for Freedomizer's newest prepping and survival program, Are You Ready? Noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, the first Saturday of every month. Listen to Are You Ready? And be prepared.
My toes itch. My back is in pain.
My feet smell.
Well, I suffer from knee and hip pain.
If you suffer from any of those symptoms, Shoeless is a natural foot remedy to treat most symptoms of pain, infection, and other ailments caused by shoes. Shoeless can be applied simply by removing whatever is on your feet. Shoeless is a non-prescription solution to most foot problems that are caused by wearing shoes. In most cases, when using Shoeless, it does not impair your ability to operate a vehicle, walk, run, shop, jump, play, move, dance, sing, flip, or other human activities. Those using Shoeless have reported feeling happy, less pain, better mood, and have a better sense of health and freedom. Other benefits also include eliminating athlete's foot, foot odor, fungus, and other forms of bacteria known to have been caused by shoes. Some users of Shoeless may be told that it's against the law. Ask your doctor for a note when using Shoeless. Other side effects include a higher sense of awareness and in your surroundings. Do not use Shoeless if you are standing in a pit of fire. Using Shoeless may not increase your chances of flying or winning the lottery. However, some users have reported having higher self-esteem and positive attitudes, as well as more confidence. Shoeless is best when used all the time. Use caution when using Shoeless until your body adapts. Shoeless has also been proven to increase learning, attention, help fight depression, and ease effects of autism. Feel free to ask your doctor how Shoeless can benefit you. For more information about Shoeless and its benefits, visit barefootislegal.org. The views and opinions expressed during the BIL radio show are those of the host and not that of Freedomizer Radio or the broadcast affiliates.
Alrighty, 319-527-6208. Press 1 if you want to be on the air. Again, that's 319-527-6208. You're listening to the Barefoot is Legal radio show. I'm your host, Nick Pierce. Co-hosting with me today is Proof, sitting with us. So let's check in with him, make sure he didn't slip into a medicated-induced narcoleptic nap here. Yeah, it sounds like he's still with us. Okay.
I kind of am.
Boy, that medicine. Well, we'll keep you awake for at least another half hour.
Oh, I'm trying to stay awake. I actually missed a dose just because I'm tired of sleeping.
Yeah. Well, you know what I noticed? You know, it's like when you're sick or something and you end up sleeping, sometimes you just feel more tired just because you're getting too much sleep.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Besides that, and I know that even if I don't post often, I still have some kind of a presence there, and people aren't likely to have as many off-topic posts that offend people.
Well, that's a good thing. Yeah, I mean, we all try to do our role policing and all that. And I really can't say
like,
policing.
Hey, the boss isn't here. Let's make people angry discussing global warming.
Well, yeah. Or they could post something else about those little pads that go on the bottom of the feet that stick on there. So
while I'm thinking about it, I need to go to the person that has the in-house studio.
Okay.
We need a commercial for the VIB program because a lot of people that listen don't even know that it exists.
Yeah, we could do that. I think that's a great idea for the members that listen. Plug in that. That'd be great. If you want to, send me over some script or something and I'll throw something together.
Well, I don't really have much of a script right this second, but
mm-hmm.
I think we all know what it is and what it does, but I do have to give official notes that starting tomorrow, the pricing changes very slightly because postage rates go up on Monday.
Yeah, and the postage was included in the membership.
Right.
Correct? Yeah. So
yes.
There'll be a little change there.
So we're doing a slight change on that. It's $49.95 plus shipping now, and unless you order today. If you order today, I'll still honor that, even though it won't be in the mail until Monday. I'm willing to eat a few bucks. But as of Monday, it'll be whatever the postage is to your particular country, or if you're in the U.S., it's whatever the $4 or $5, whatever the cost is. But on the other end, for renewals, we're going to cut that down by $4. So instead of being $49.95 a year, their renewal is going to be $45.95. So you're going to save $4 a year on that end.
Oh, great. That's
so
good news.
So one new photo every 2 years unless a major change takes place, then we'll get you a new head to barefoot photo of yourself that you send us. A major change would be you move cities or states. And if you're moving from, say, Las Vegas to Long Beach, that's not enough of a drastic change. But if you're moving from, say, San Diego to Texas, yeah, that's a change.
Yeah, and, if you get married or get a, if you become transgendered or something, yeah, of course.
Yeah, you gain or lose 100 pounds, yeah, things like that. So we will get you another ID, no problem. But we need your support. We need to be out there being more than a Facebook group, and that's why 99% of Facebook groups, I will say on record, don't do anything because you have to be in public in order to get your point across, and just living through a computer only goes so far, and we need that push to be able to be in health fairs because we deserve to be in there. We need to be in farmers markets. We need to be at various conventions pushing our wants, because the more we do that, the more acceptance we're going to get. And once again, we hide behind a computer, we get nothing.
That's true. I mean, we're active, we're out there in the community, we're ambassadors, we have our advocacy that we do in real life. And you're right, I mean, there's tons of groups out there. I mean, it's like they're coffee clubs. I mean, it really is. It's just like one of those things where, I did this today, I did that today. But they're not out there doing it. And that's the big difference between us and other groups. We have, and people are like, oh, $49. I mean, but what does it get you? I mean, yeah, we have a toll-free number. We have our corporate communications team that's constantly writing letters, dealing with companies, the legal team, and all that. That really help the members out. When there's an issue, they can reach out. And we have resources, whatever it is that they need.
Yeah, don't forget the VIP packet does come with a T-shirt, a window cling, some business cards. It also includes a photo ID that you can show everybody, and on the back has a QR code. If somebody says it's illegal, you show them your ID, and you have them scan your QR code with their cell phone that they're holding on them, and they can see all the laws in their state. So you don't have to go through the, yes, it is, no, it isn't, yes, it is, no, it isn't. You just show them.
Yeah, yeah. Very snappy statement legally on the back, too. Very beneficial to have as far as, you know, what your rights are, how you're protected, and what to do to file a complaint against that business. And sometimes that alone is just like, oh, I didn't know. Oh, okay, I'm very sorry. Well, you can go buy your celery. If we have special celery behind door number 2. I have the key for it. Would you like the VIP celery? You know, yeah, no, it's amazing. We have Kevin who's joining us. I know he's been itching to get on the air. Longtime listener, frequent caller again. And Kevin's always good to have you on the show with us. So welcome to Barefoot is Legal. How you doing this weekend?
Oh, excuse me. I'm good. The weather's actually nice for a change.
Yeah, it kind of got nice here, warmed up. However, it's been raining a lot, but not terribly cold in my neck of the woods. But any good adventures you want to share with us or you want to add?
How's Dollar General treating you?
You know what? I've been in the Dollar Tree more than I have been in Dollar General, to tell you the truth.
All right.
But you know, but it, hell, it is what it is. I still think that, I mean, I know that you know, they have the shirt and shoes required sign. For me, I think it probably varies from store to store, because you know, some stores will enforce it and some stores will not. You know, and I still find that kind of odd, like a Dollar General, you know. I mean, that's right around the corner from my house. Yeah, we'll still say shirt and shoes required, or next time have some shoes on, whatever. But then I'll go to the dollar store maybe about 1.5-2 miles, whatever it is, down the street, you know, and I don't think even nobody knows or nobody cares, you know. And like I said, for some reason, it varies from store to store, but you know, you still get that one person that says something, everybody else, you know, doesn't say anything. I mean, for example, last night, so I'm doing my laundry at the barracks. We're really not supposed to be doing it because it's for residents only, but nobody really cares. So you know, so yeah, I'm outside talking on my phone. Of course, I'm in my bare feet. I'm in shorts. It's pretty obvious, you know what I'm saying? Nobody ever said anything to me. So, but up until I'm loading my laundry out the dryer, and the resident advisors, who usually like patrol the buildings and make sure ain't nothing going on, you know, as a sort of resident advisor, was like, "Hey, wait, where your shoes at? Get some shoes on, man. Get some shoes on, man." I'm like, yes, Senior Chief. Then I'm thinking, like, psh, that's not going to happen. You know, do I really need shoes to do my laundry? When all this time, nobody really said anything. Matter of fact, I even one of the building managers who was on duty actually seen me, but didn't say a word. So how come this person wants to tell me to get some shoes on? You know, I mean, it's like wow, you know, that I don't understand it. I just really don't.
Did they give you a reason? Like, was it because like lint is going to fall on your foot and it's going to break your toe, or you know, dryer sheet's going to like slice you open, or?
Man, you know, who knows? Who knows at this point? You know, like I said, I go there all the time. Nobody says anything. I'm just doing my laundry and be out my business, be on my way. That's all I'm doing.
I don't blame you. But, you know, it's almost like people, you probably thought that like Snuggles the bear from the fabric softener bear or something like that is going to like, you know, attack you or something. So if you had like a piece of string or something, it would protect you on your big toe, you know.
Yeah, true. But you know, but then again, it's like I said, I mean, I don't live there, so technically, I'm really not supposed to be doing my laundry there, you know. But then I figure, hey, you know, I work there, so nobody really gives a crap, you know. So I ain't want to be like, you know, why do I have to miss and that and start a ruckus? I'm like, you know, let me just, you know, behave myself.
You know what you should do. Next time there's an issue in a laundry mat or someplace that does laundry, you know, if they say, oh, well, we're going to put a sign up, or you can't be in here barefoot for your own safety or something like that, ask them where their sign is to tell people not to eat the Tide Pods. You know, see if maybe they'll hang a big sign up for your own safety. Please do not eat the laundry detergent.
Yeah, that's true.
Actually, you might have to wear a mouth guard on your mouth in case a Tide Pod accidentally falls into it.
Yeah, or in case the dry detergent like just blows up in the air like anthrax, and you know, then all of a sudden you ingest it or something like that.
All good suggestions, you know what I'm saying? But see, on my side is like I said, you know. But see, like you said, you know what I'm saying, I don't live there. I'm really not supposed to be, you know, doing my laundry there. But like I said, you know, I work there, and nobody really cares. But at the same time, I'm like, you know, I don't want to, you know, start up a fuss. Then all of a sudden they call my supervisors about the whole thing and, you know, blah, blah, blah. I didn't want that to blow up to that, you know, to that extent. You know,
well, then you could always official business. Just let them know, listen, I'm on official business, and if anybody spills laundry detergent on the floor, I'm not able to feel it. So if, like, a little baby human or something starts licking the floor, you're aware of it and could possibly save their life.
Yeah, so, but it's like, what, how can you possibly get hurt in the laundromat? I mean, I'm just going there to do my laundry. I'm just minding my own business. You know, and it's the same even outside the laundry, going to whatever business, you're really just minding your own business to handle your business.
Yeah, some people don't get it, though.
You know,
and that's why we exist.
It's just like you were talking earlier in the broadcast, how people say, yeah, you know, put it on for your, you know, you need shoes for your safety, but you put on, but how many people that they seen got sandals and open toed shoes, you know? So hey, some fall on the top of the Susie's foot, and she got flip flops on, you know, and she's bleeding, her foot is probably possibly fractured. You as a store manager, what are you going to tell her?
Well, yeah, I mean, the store manager is the one that probably told her, you know, hey, put some flip-flops on just in case something falls on your foot. You know? I mean, proof in the music stores where pianos will fall on their foot. Or no, that was someone in the group posted that. Or a piano could fall on your foot. You know?
A piano.
Yep, they were in a music store. And they were worried. You know, keep in mind, they were in the guitar section. And somewhere a piano was going to make its way from the piano department all the way to the guitar section and then magically levitate. And then I guess the spell, the enchanted piano spell, was going to wear off and it was going to fall right on their foot.
You know, I've been in music stores before. Those pianos that are on the wall, really, it's not like they're 6 or 7 foot high. You know what I'm saying? They're tightly secured.
You're thinking of a keyboard. See, you're probably thinking of a keyboard. Oh no. I think we were talking about a baby grand or something like that, or like an upright.
The only way they're going to fall, the only way a piano can fall on my foot is if there's a severe earthquake.
Then you just gave them a reason.
Yeah, or you know, it's just like what's that commercial where that dude talked about my heater is busted and it needs to be replaced. It's like, sorry, your coverage don't cover our heaters. So what do you cover? home things like volcanoes, earthquakes, zombie apocalypse. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, farmers. Farmers insurance, I think it is. Yeah. I think.
He's like, zombie apocalypse. Covered, but not my water heater. Oh, really? Okay. So basically, I need to wear shoes for my safety, but not a helmet.
Okay.
Yes.
No shoulder pads, no knee pads.
To keep the piano from falling on you.
Yeah, exactly. So I put on shoes for my safety, but something cocked me on the head, and I got this huge knot in the middle of my head, and I'm going to the hospital to get it treated, all because y'all said shoes was supposed to protect me, so it didn't protect that thing that fell on my head.
And now you could sue them.
Yes, because the logic is strictly diminished. Oh, music joke.
It diminished 7.
You see? Got it.
Yeah, well, you know, like I said, I play piano, so I mean, I don't really know music theory that much, but you know.
It's just taking the chord, and you just take it, what is it? I think it's, you have your regular, naturally, your major, your minor, and then you have your, I think after minor, once you drop the middle one down a half step, diminished is when you drop the top one of the chord down a half step too. So it'd be C, E flat, and then G flat or F sharp, depending on what instrument you're playing. But then you still take the root of C. Anyway.
Their excuses to make us wear shoes is extremely flat and not sharp at all.
Ha ha ha! Yes.
And why would you get the cops involved when they got better things to do?
Well, when that happens, make sure you have your tools ready and you're in tune, so you don't skip a beat.
I got to stay ready and practice. I got to stay ready and practice.
There you go.
You know, because if a cop comes here, I'll be here's the information. It's not illegal, you know, for me to do this. So for me, yeah. Got my information. That's an A plus.
You know, but these businesses who are uneducated get a complete F.
Oh, these music jokes.
Yeah, you know, I give them a D for being dumb because they don't.
I'm just
research.
Waiting for the crescendo.
We're just vamping.
You try to reason with them, and then it crescendos up into I'm gonna call the cops, but you didn't do anything wrong. You're not belligerent. You're being very, very calm, but they want to be all rude about it. But you didn't do anything. You just calmly. Stating your case, hey, you know, it's not illegal for me to be in a business barefoot.
That's why we created the whole VIB community. That's why we're taking our nonprofit up a level here, so that the more people that can see what we're doing and the more word we can get out there, other than just being on Facebook, because being on Facebook is like level one. We got a base hit. We're on first base. We want to actually score. We don't just want to be left on the base paths.
That's true. We can't just sit on the sidelines anymore. We got to actually take the field. And when confronted, we got to take out our tools that we have and throw them out there like a drum corps could throw a paradiddle out of the crowd.
Yeah, you know what? I would absolutely love a BIL meetup here in Virginia while I'm still here. You know, that would be in freaking incredible.
Well, put something in the group. See how many Virginia members.
I don't live there.
I'm sorry, Proof?
No, I said I'd love to see it. Unfortunately, I don't live there, so I can't facilitate as well as somebody that lives there.
There you go, Kevin. That's your cue. Throw a post up in the group.
That's a good question. I wish I really, really knew. But then again, hey, well, anything can happen. You know,
well, Kevin, you know what we're starting this year? We're working on our big receipt drive. So all of our members, I'm going to post the email address in the group later. Go to the group and check it out. There's an email address. So like what you were saying, Dollar General, you know, they still have the sign. You go to Dollar Tree and all that. Save your receipts from their competitors. Email it in. Just take a picture of it or whatever and email a copy of the receipt in. And what we'll do is we're going to send all the receipts, and we'll say like Family Dollar, Deals, whatever, Dollar Tree and all that, to Dollar General throughout the year. Just to let them know how much business they're losing. And then we're going to do the same thing, vice versa. If there's an issue with Family Dollar, we're going to send all the Dollar General receipts over to Family Dollar as well. And Family Dollar's competition. So this way, we're going to clearly send a message that you don't like us. Well, there you go. And we're just going to, shop somewhere else, and this is how much money you're losing. And we're going to show them. Money talks and our bare feet will walk. Well, we're running out of time. Proof, do you have any last words before we disembark this weekend and get ready for another weekend?
Oh, I guess I'll see everybody on Monday at 9 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Freedomizer Radio.
Yep. Check it out. Proof Negative Show, Monday through Thursday. And Real Patriot News. And we'll be back again next weekend, same time. And also the premiere of my new survival and prepping emergency preparedness show, which I know it says once a month. I'm actually thinking of upping that, maybe once a week. But anyway, thanks everybody for joining us. Thanks to our callers, Kevin, Laura, everybody that called in to the episode, all of our listeners. Don't forget to check out our website, barefootislegal.org, our Facebook group, Facebook page. And take a look at exclusive show content at Barefoot is Legal Radio on Facebook. I'm Nick Pierce. You're listening to Barefoot is Legal. Until next time, keep them bare. Give it a shot.